Amy Morris is live on location this morning at the Management of Change Conference at the Homestead in Virginia. She'll be bringing us live interviews throughout the morning, in fact, just a couple of moments away. And we'll be hearing from Mary Davey, the Assistant Commissioner at GSA's Federal Supply Service, with what's new there. Also, Simon Zickman, the CIO of the Commerce Department, will talk about the many changes he is envisioning. And we'll continue with our interviews of finalists in the Service to America medals. Today's guest is doing amazing things at NASA, like needles that dissolve in your body. How's that for green? Homeland Security is trying a third approach to getting its financial systems under control. Reporter Jared Serbu will have that story. These stories and much more ahead this morning on the Federal Drive. But first, as we mentioned, Federal News Radio's Federal Drive is broadcasting live from the Management of Change Conference in Virginia. That's where we find Amy Morris. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
All right. You had a good drive down there last night.
It was a lovely drive. It's a beautiful area. There's plenty to see and do here at the Management of Change Conference. Now, last night's keynote was by the technology futurist John Patrick, and I can speak to you a little bit about that. He was talking mainly about the future of the Internet and its potential and how the world hasn't really been using this technology to its full potential yet. He doesn't see it as in its infancy, but he says it hasn't really hit its potential yet. Some really fascinating stuff, and of course you know me well enough to know that it kind of freaked me out because it was very Big Brother, you know, how maybe you can someday take a pill and then the doctor can sort of track your health online as you go about your day and as you go about your life, that kind of thing. And that's the sort of stuff you heard in last night's keynote address with John Patrick, the technology futurist.
Wow. Yeah, so you take a pill, and I wonder how you change the battery in that pill. I don't even want to know.
Exactly. Now, the morning sessions today are going to start as early as 7, the Cyber Cafe, the Excellence.gov Winter Showcase, and then at 8:15, folks here are going to be hearing from George Haddock, the Dean of the School of Management at George Mason University. So there's a lot going on, even as early as this morning.
That's right, and you've got a couple of the top speakers as interviews this morning. I see Simon Zickman, the CIO of Commerce, is on a panel. And that's moderated by no less than Richard Spires, the CIO of Homeland Security.
Exactly, exactly. The panel's called Partners for Success, Delivering IT Solutions, Exploring Collaboration and IT Solutions for Agencies and Vendors. We'll be talking with Simone Zickman. He is the CIO at Commerce. Mary Davey is the Assistant Commissioner at General Services Administration. She's also going to be on that panel. We'll be talking to both of them here on the Federal Drive before the panel gets underway. Stay tuned at 7:05. Mary Davey will be joining us, and then Simone Zickman will be joining us at 8:05. And there's an afternoon keynote presentation by Dave McClure, the Associate Administrator at the Office of Citizen Services at GSA. And then, of course, folks from there will jump right into a workshop, the Information Exchange and Operability and Issues and Imperatives. Panelists there include Sonny Bagwalia, the Deputy Associate Administrator at GSA, and he'll be joining us hopefully in the 9 o'clock hour of this morning's Federal Drive.
That's interesting. Their topic there, too, is outsourcing, drivers, challenges, and successes. So sounds like outsourcing is definitely not something that's been given up on by those that have to carry out the government's work on a day-to-day basis.
Exactly. And that's one of the big topics going on here at the Management of Change Conference for the next couple of days. And one final note I want to tell you. Tomorrow, you know, we've been talking about Dave McClure and his role here. He and I tomorrow are going to be moderators of the CXO Mixer that starts Tuesday morning at 9:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be exploring some different topics like mobile, you know, data and data mobility, actually, is a better way of putting it, cloud computing, issues like that, a lot more, just a packed couple of days, and I don't mind telling you I'm nervous about the mixer tomorrow.
Well,
a little bit nervous about that.
I was going to say moderating a mixer sounds like something that's right up your alley, Amy.
Well, you're not the first person to tell me that, but I'm a little bit nervous about it. But here's a fun little point of personal privilege, if I could. Last night I met some people who are going to be participating in that mixer, and guess what? They're Gamecocks. They have affiliations to my alma mater, and all of a sudden we all became best friends. So took a little bit of the pressure off.
Well, that sounds like great. Yeah, I mean, you've established that, then it's all going to be good from there.
Hopefully.
Now, at the dinner last night, you know, of course, we're operating, and this conference takes place. It's one of the first big ones post-passage of the actual budget for 2011. Mm-hmm. What are people? What did you hear? What was the tone of the gathering? Are people pretty relaxed now? it seems like the government's going to be on an even keel for at least 6 months.
Yeah, you know, I got that impression, too. It's like a lot of the pressure is off. And they weren't really worried so much about what's happening now and for the next 6 months. There is a lot of speculation about what's going to be coming up in 2012. Debt ceiling was an issue that kept coming up as well. But, no, for the most part, you're right. A lot more relaxed. The pressure seems to be off, not as tense. Really good turnout. A lot of people are here at MOC.
That's excellent. In fact, interesting you should mention the debt ceiling. Today is the official day that we reach $14.3 trillion in the United States government. But the Treasury Secretary says that he can help things out now till, as he said earlier, till August.
Right, exactly. That also provides a little breathing room.
So that means people will be able to get their expenses reimbursed for driving down there.
I hope so.
All right. Well, listen, we will check in with you later on this morning.
Great. At 7 o'clock again, Mary Davies is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about her panel coming up and also her new role at GSA and what the skill sets that she's bringing to that role and what her plans are for the next 6 to 9 months.
And then Simone Zickman from Commerce at 8:05.
That's right.
Sounds like a great morning. We will check in with you later.
We'll be calling back then.